Welcome to another episode of Disrupt. I'm Andrew Down with Home Healthcare News. Before we jump into my conversation with Contessa Health Senior Medical Advisor, Dr. Mark Monday, I want to give a shout out to our podcast sponsor. Want to power up your agency to tackle the challenges of home-based care? Start with Home Care Homebase, the industry's number one software to streamline all your processes so you spend less time on paperwork, more time with the patients who need you. Go to hchb.com/powerup. and tell us about the tasks that slow you down. You can win a $25 Starbucks gift card just for sharing your thoughts. Make the most of your precious time and get a boost at hchb.com/powerup. Visit hchb.com to learn more. For this episode of Disrupt, I sat down with Dr. Mark Monday, who came on board as Contessa Health's Chief Medical Officer in 2016. Now serving as a Senior Medical Advisor for the company, Monday has seen the growth of Contessa and its home recovery care model firsthand. In this conversation, we discuss hospital at home's exponential growth and how home-based care agencies fit in, engaging with payers and health systems, and what his predictions are for home-based care at Contessa moving forward. Let's get into it. Okay, Mark, can you give me a brief background of your career thus far and how you ended up with Contessa in the first place?
Sure. My clinical background is internal medicine, geriatrics, practiced in Columbus, Ohio for a number of years, and then started to move on to an administrative track and served as the chief medical officer for several healthcare systems, Ohio Health, followed by Vanguard Health Systems, and then later Tenet Healthcare. I joined Contessa in November of 2016 as the chief medical officer and served in that role for about a little over 4 years. More recently moved to a senior medical advisor with the company.
Okay, great. And then in terms of Contessa, can you give our listeners a background on Contessa as a company and just what your model is currently?
Sure. So Contessa launched in 2015, and our home recovery care model, which is synonymous with hospital care at home, really brings all the essential elements of hospital-level care into the patient's home. So home recovery care is a turnkey solution that enables a new standard of care for progressive provider partners and payers. So patients are treated for their inpatient eligible conditions in the comfort of their home, bypassing what would otherwise be an inpatient hospital stay. Now, our care models had an average patient satisfaction score of over 90%. Been able to reduce average length of stay by 35% and reduce readmissions by upwards of 44%. And we've, as I said, launched 6 years ago, and we partnered now with seven health systems to create joint ventures that operate home recovery care. And I'll just mention those systems, Mount Sinai Health System in New York City, the Marshfield Clinic Health System in Wisconsin, and more recently, Gunderson Health System also in Wisconsin, Ascension St. Thomas in Tennessee, Prisma Health in South Carolina, Allegheny Health Network in Pennsylvania, and Dignity Health, which is part of the Common Spirit Health System out in Arizona. And we're slated to launch several more markets in 2021. But we value all those partnerships and have been able to advance our home recovery care model in each one of those areas.
So in terms of the home recovery care model, how is Contessa's model like others, and what might be a differentiator? What is the clinical approach?
Our clinical approach is we bring all of the necessary resources to bear in terms of operating a hospital at home program, meaning we organize the clinical resources utilizing local providers and incorporating them into the model to provide hands-on clinical care. So physicians and nurses that we train in the model locally, we bring all of the clinical protocols, the order sets. We organize all the ancillary network that's necessary for bringing acute level services care in the home for patients, such as infusion services, DME, any other additional services that might be necessary. We also have a system called Care Convergence, which is proprietary, that allows us to track patients through an episode of care and essentially provides the ability to manage all the logistics, which are quite significant when you're providing acute services in a patient's home, all those logistics are tracked through that system. And then finally, we also have a virtual care unit that includes nurses and social workers and other administrative support staff that actually provide virtual support for the on-the-ground clinical resources that are providing direct patient care.
Okay. And then why is it better for patients to recover in the home? You know, there are obvious reasons that most people know, I believe, but Contessa has preached a slew of benefits to home recovery, even more than what we usually talk about, particularly also in a blog you just wrote about why it's better for patients. Can you sort of expand on why you believe it's so much better for the patient to be in the comfort of their own home?
Absolutely. Well, I'll start by saying it's a very familiar environment. Patients tend to be more active at home, so they're a bit more mobile than oftentimes if they were in a hospital, in a hospital bed. Just such things as the food, it's familiar and typically their nourishment may be improved as a result. Being surrounded by loved ones, pets, all those things are important to the healing process, not to mention the fact that when a patient's in their home, they're not exposed to potential hospital-acquired infections. And this is, particularly, it's always been important, but particularly as we've been through this current pandemic, being able to receive care in the comfort of their home, many patients will opt for this as an alternative to a hospital admission, simply because it tends to be a better alternative for them to avoid some of the things that they might otherwise come into contact with in the hospital.
So you mentioned your health system partners. How do the relationships with those health systems usually come about?
So we establish a joint venture partnership with the health systems. They typically, whether it's they've made an inquiry or we've been connected to them and there's been interest in exploring the model. And typically it starts from introductions to all the way through a implementation phase to establishing a program in a particular market. And, what we have found over these past several years is the interest in hospital at home continues to accelerate. I'd say in particular the last year or so, with the pandemic in particular, there continues to be a significant interest amongst the part of health systems to pursue this type of model and be able to offer it as a service to the patients that they serve in their community.
So over the last year, as you just mentioned, interest has ticked up. How has the CMS Acute Hospital Care at Home Initiative change things for Contessa, and how do you think it will change things for hospital at home programs in general moving forward? And also, did Contessa help putting the waiver together?
Yeah, let me give you a little bit of background on that. So back in March, when we first started seeing the first COVID surge, CMS announced a Hospital Without Walls waiver that actually offered relatively broad regulatory flexibility for hospitals providing care outside of its four walls. And then in November, they moved it a little further by providing eligible hospitals with regulatory flexibility to treat eligible patients in their homes. So at that point, it really started to open up the opportunity for Medicare fee-for-service beneficiaries to be eligible for hospital at home services. And in fact, our partner up in New York, Mount Sinai, actually the leadership there had worked closely with CMS in terms of the development around some of these regulatory changes, and they were one of the first systems in the country to be approved for the model. And since then, our other additional five markets, we've been operating in six markets, have also been approved by CMS to accept the Medicare fee-for-service patients into their programs.
Okay, and just in terms of what that's done, do you think it's shown any light on the fact that this model is successful and there needs to be more reasonable payment paths moving forward? Because I know, just with hospital home specifically, payment has been a long time challenge for it.
Yeah, well, we initially, pre-pandemic, I'll say, had established a payment mechanism with most of the large national payers primarily in the Medicare Advantage population, also some commercial patients and managed Medicaid. And we were able to establish a payment mechanism there. But now with the CMS waiver, it does open, as I said, the funnel a little broader to be able to offer this service to fee-for-service beneficiaries. And I think even though we understand that this waiver is in place during the duration of the public health emergency, we're hopeful that these changes will remain when that time frame is up, because the benefits the patients and providers really yield from the model are really evident. And we believe that this is a future of care delivery for appropriate patients. Patients are screened and deemed appropriate for the program and to have acute services delivered safely in their home. But for those patients, they do obviously quite well.
Okay. And what role do home health and home care agencies play in Contessa's model?
Yeah. So on the nursing piece, typically we partner with our health systems, home health resources to identify nurses, subset of nurses that provide the hands-on nursing care. They're the ones that are coming in and out of the patient's homes a minimum of twice a day during their acute phase, their hospital at home phase for extended visits. And we identify nurses that, obviously they've got their home health background and also have acute nursing care service in their background as well. And those are the nurses that are actually providing the hands-on care. So that's typically how it's constructed.
Okay, got it. And then also in terms of that partnership with Mount Sinai, I know recently they sort of doubled down on their partnership with Contessa in terms of there was a launching of a more expansive palliative care program. Can you explain the purpose behind that?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a part of our strategy to continue to expand our service lines. And this is an area in particular of great need across patient populations. And of course, Mount Sinai Health System, has really run a nationally recognized palliative care service for a number of years. And partnering with them in this space allows the opportunity to bring palliative care into patients' homes. Really, essentially, it's bringing coordinated and specialized care into the homes of these chronically ill patients, helping them oftentimes to avoid unnecessary hospitalizations. I think we couldn't have a better partner to launch this this additional program with at Mount Sinai.
Why do you think palliative care is only more recently in the past 5 or 10 years become popular? Because it seems like something that, providers are much more interested in these days.
Sure. Well, I think partly it's something that it's a model, even though you're right, it's been around for a while. I don't think it was always understood as well as it perhaps could be or should have been, meaning it sometimes gets confused with hospice care. Hospice care, of course, is a defined benefit that's a service that is appropriate for patients that are typically determined to be in the last 6 months of their life. Palliative care really is being able to bring supportive services, symptom management to patients typically who have chronic disease, but they're still receiving all appropriate management for their chronic conditions, meaning there's no necessarily a reduction in terms of treatment that patients are receiving. It's really meeting the needs of patients holistically. And I think it's just been something that culturally it's taken a while to become more accepted in mainstream, but I think we definitely have seen that in the past several years.
Yeah, and on the same sort of note, why do you think hospital at home, why do you think the U.S. has been such a laggard when it comes to hospital at home for someone that's been in healthcare for so long? Do you have any reasoning behind that? Why it's taken the country to come around to that model like other countries in Europe have?
Yeah, it's interesting. When you look at the history of hospital at home in the United States, actually the first program launched over 20 years ago at Johns Hopkins. And very successful. It was operated locally there with really great results. A lot of research was published around it. And then there was kind of a period of time from there to the more recent past several years where, you know, I think what's happened here is there's this increasing shift from traditional fee-for-service to more value-based care. And I think that's been a catalyst for the model to progress. Plus, we've been able to, through Contessa, to be able to create a scalable model, both on the clinical side as well as the administrative side, to be able to really advance, you know, the model in each one of our markets.
Okay, Mark, what are Contessa's plans for 2021 specifically? I know we're in this kind of weird space where we're still smack dab in the middle of a pandemic, but things are looking better and there's a lot to look forward to. What are the plans for the company in the next year?
Well, we're really focused on expanding our service lines and partnering with dual eligible and managed Medicaid payers so we can bring hospital level care into more patients' home. We just spoke about palliative care at home, and we're really excited about that. We've also built upon our original acute care model to be able to include skilled nursing replacement services in the patient's home. We've actually successfully operated that program at the Marshall Clinic Health System for the past couple of years, and we're in the process of expanding to several of our other health system partners as well. And that's a model that really allows patients to receive treatment for the medical condition from the comfort of their home instead of a skilled nursing facility. So rehab services are available if they need additional physical or occupational therapy while recovering from an illness or surgery. That's a great option for patients. I mentioned also that expanding our payer partners to include dual eligible and managed Medicaid plans, as we're really passionate about bringing hospital level care into the homes of all people, underserved populations as well, and investing in health equity fosters really a healthier community. So it's really expansion of and building upon our original model that we're really focused on in 2021.
Okay, great. And then a longer term view, where does Contessa see itself in the next 2, 3 to 5 years, you know, after this year and hopefully after the pandemic subsided, where does Contessa want to be?
Yeah, I would say really in the, you know, more markets. You know, I mentioned the markets that we're currently in, and we're going to be launching several additional markets here in 2021. And the interest in receiving care in the home, and particularly acute level services in the home, continues to increase. And I think that, you know, we provide a great solution in partnership with health systems and payers to be able to bring to patients. And I think it's just really growing it across more markets.
Okay. And then in terms of a prediction for hospital at home in general, just for models overall, do you believe there will be a more permanent focus on it from CMS and others, even after the public health emergency? What is your prediction for kind of the model in general?
Yeah, I believe it's going to continue to grow. I think its acceptance has been pretty solid. I think it will become a mainstream form of care for patients. Now, we're always going to have hospitals. I mean, you know, there's critically ill patients that have major surgical procedures or intensive care units. Obviously, that all is going to continue. But I think for the general medical population, as an example, when they're screened appropriately, which we do in our model, they safely receive care in the home and do quite well with really outstanding results. So I think it becoming more mainstream is what I would predict over the next several years.
Okay, great. And Mark, is there anything else that you want to add about Contessa or your plans moving forward or hospital at home in general? Is there anything else that you want to add before we go?
Yes, I think we covered a lot of key points. We're excited about the future. You know, I would just say that while the pandemic has dealt us some serious challenges, it's also proven to be an accelerant in some ways for not only hospital at home, but the utilization of telehealth services. And I think it just presents a great option for appropriate patients to receive care in the comfort of their home.
Okay, awesome. Thanks for listening to this episode of Disrupt. For more news and insights on the home health, home care, and hospice industries, subscribe to our daily or weekly newsletters at homehealthcarenews.com. I'm Andrew Donlin, and this has been a production of Aging Media Network, Chicago, Illinois.